KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies and 57 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. News is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater says the Bridgewater woman was arrested Friday night on multiple drug charges. 31-year-old Sharice Patricia Kilgore was taken into custody at around 7:10 p.m. for theft in the fifth degree, trespass with intent to commit a public offense, 9 counts of prescription drug violation for her having in her possession without a prescription numerous amounts of drugs, including aprazolam, diazepam, baclofen, prednisone, gabapentin, naproxen, Avanze, and clocobenzaprine, possession of controlled substance, methamphetamine, and 2 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. Kilgore was brought to the Adair County Jail and released Saturday morning on $2,000 bond. Also, 51-year-old Mark Style of Bridgewater was arrested October 5th on an Adair County warrant for felony theft in the second degree. Style was being held in the Adair County Jail on $5,000 bond. And 31-year-old Tana Jo Bacalar of Greenfield was arrested October 3rd on an Adair County warrant for domestic abuse assault. She was released the next day in her own recognizance after making an initial appearance before a magistrate. Police in Creston say a traffic stop late last night resulted in the arrest of a man on drug and other charges. 28-year-old Christopher DeBord of Creston was arrested at the intersection of Cherry Street and College Drive in Creston for interference with official acts, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, along with OWI first offense. DeBord was being held on a $2,000 bond in the Union County Jail. A Union County teen was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston following a rear-end collision Monday afternoon. Officials say 16-year-old Paige Parsons of Creston was injured when the 2000 Ford Explorer she was driving was hit from behind by a 1995 Ford Escort. Authorities say the driver of the car, 21-year-old Lane Craven of Gilman, escaped injury during the collision that happened at around 3:45 p.m. near Russell Street and State Highway 25 or Sumner Avenue. No citations were issued, but police did indicate that Craven was following too closely, operating a vehicle in a reckless, erratic, careless, or negligent manner. Damage from the collision amounted to $3,000. Officials of the State Fire Marshal's Office said yesterday they are investigating last Friday afternoon's explosion and fire at the Southwest Iowa Renewable Energy Plant in Council Bluffs. The explosion and fire happened around 3:30 p.m. while a tanker truck was being loaded with fuel. The driver of the truck was severely injured by the explosion and flown by helicopter to a burn unit in Omaha. The victim is reported to be in stable but critical condition and continues to be treated at this time. The name of that victim will be released by his company when all the family members have been notified. Lewis Township Fire, along with fire departments from Council Bluffs, Trainer, Offutt Air Force Base, and approximately 7 other departments responded to that explosion. Authorities say this is an ongoing investigation by the Iowa Department of Public Safety's State Fire Marshal Division, the Pott County Sheriff's Department, and Council Bluffs Fire Department. Currently, officials say there is no specific cause that has been determined for the explosion and fire. A traffic stop in Audubon County Sunday afternoon resulted in the arrest of 3 men on drug charges. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said the traffic stop happened in Brayton at around 2:30 p.m. Sunday. Taken into custody were 19-year-olds Verlin Dwayne Richardson Jr. and Kyle James Hernandez, both of Des Moines, and 44-year-old Verlin Dwayne Richardson Sr. of Audubon. Hernandez and Richardson Jr. were charged with possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, while Richardson Sr. was charged with possession of contraband, possession of marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. They were booked into the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. A Southwest Iowa manufacturer is celebrating a milestone. Johnson Controls is announcing that it produces its 15th billionth power frame grid at its Red Oak production plant facility. Lee Fellers is controller of the plant and said the grids are an essential part of automotive batteries, which are made elsewhere by the company.
The power frame grid is the lead grid that goes inside a car battery, or rather an automotive battery, that really provides most of the power to the battery. The grids that we make here is a process that was pioneered about 13 years ago by Johnson Controls for this plant when this plant opened up.
Fellers said the company officials recently discovered the Red Oak facility was nearing the landmark.
We keep track of what we produce constantly, and we keep track over time, you know, how we're doing production-wise. And so we've just been monitoring this, and a few months ago we realized that we are going to be hitting 15 billion grids for this plant very soon. So we started, you know, really dialing in, trying to figure out when it was going to happen, and we're able to identify the grid as it came off the line the other day.
He says it's a big occasion because you don't often see that type of number in most manufacturing settings. Beller says the milestone is a testament to the company's production process as well as its workers.
We've got good engineering staff, good quality staff, great operators that really understand our equipment, understand what we're all about and what we're trying to achieve in producing these grids for automotive batteries. So it really comes down a lot to the people and the dedication they've shown to making a good quality product while continuously improving our ability to output in higher quantities and increasing quality.
Company officials say the PowerFrame grid is 66% more durable and more corrosion resistant than other grids and provides 70% better electrical flow and other grid technologies. The grid's manufacturing process also uses 20% less energy and produces 20% fewer greenhouse gases than other manufacturing methods. Opened in 2003, Johnson Controls in Red Oak Operations currently employs about 60 people. Well, the fire danger rating in Shelby County has been lowered from high to moderate. Property owners and or managers planning to have a controlled burn of brush or grassland areas are asked to call in and report your burning projects to the Shelby County Dispatch at 712-755-2124 and then notify your local fire chief. The timing for those burns should be either in the morning or evening hours and extinguished by dark unless authorized by fire chief due to possible impacts to roads and health from smoke, and your burns must be monitored at all times. Well, a Glenwood man was arrested Sunday on a felony assault charge. Glenwood police said yesterday 50-year-old Carl Galvin was taken into custody for felony domestic abuse assault and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Also arrested Sunday in Glenwood was 39-year-old Lance Cole of Glenwood, who was charged with driving while revoked. His bond was set at $1,000. The Page County Sheriff's Office says a rural Brattyville man reported late last week that sometime over the past 2 months, someone stole two cows and a bottle of alcohol from his property. The cows include a two-year-old and a longhorn brindle cow. One of the cows, a calf, weighs 350 pounds. Anyone with information about that case is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. News was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Henson reporting.